That's well said, you know, because now I lost my father when I was 14. And in my 20s, I realized no matter how deep the personal loss, if that had not happened, I would have not been on this journey.
Like a blessing in disguise.
One could say, because you see, everyone's journey is the journey of loss in some form or another. The loss to find out who we truly are. So we may lose a relationship, we may lose wealth, we lose an object. It is a journey of loss of some form or another. And so those who lose early are already looking at life from another dimension because they realize this thing, whatever it may be, is so brittle, fragile, it can go. So I cannot depend on it. So what is it that I can depend on? Something which is permanent, which does not depend on an object. The object being a person, a material object, whatever it may be. That is the journey, the inner journey. The journey of discovering that which cannot be lost. And as life goes by, we all experience different kinds of loss. Loss of a job is a loss. A beautiful object you paid a lot of money for is destroyed. It's a loss. So, while the natural reaction would be to mope and cry and blame God for the loss, what did I do wrong? Why are you punishing me like this? And so on and so forth. The lucky ones get to realize this is the design of life. There are no guarantees. And then, as you rightly said, a sense of gratefulness arises. One is grateful because without that loss, we would not have seen life for what it is. But we are so afraid to lose that we clutch and hold on to things tightly. And create hell for others as well as ourselves.